Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
I can hear you. You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, but now I have echo from you.
Yeah, I hear you. My buds aren't working.
Oh, they're not? Of course they're not. It's the way the show is going. Wait for it, folks. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. I had to make this happen this way. Holy cow. Oh, you're on the air with us. Thank you. Oh, my God. We're so sorry this is happening.
Once again.
I'm getting complete feedback from myself now for some reason. Let me turn this down. I think that might be why. Probably not, though. This is just going to be one of those shows, folks. I am so sorry. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Cannabis Kid is actually here with us. Woo-hoo!
Hi, everybody.
Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid.
I don't even know what to say about what just happened.
I don't.
I'm so floored.
Literally, it was the weirdest thing.
I
swear I didn't even touch that thing. It must,
no.
I thought it did. I mean, it did.
Somehow.
Some way.
And I got
a little bit of tech guy, I totally think.
Oh, my gosh. All right, now we're on. All right, let's see. Now I got to figure out how to, let's see. I think that's going to be better now. All right. You see my new sign, my new bell? Ring for weed. Weed should appear. Oh, look, there's a bond with your name on it right there. Woo-hoo. Swear we didn't have too many of those. I swear it. Here. I think you have to put this one on in your right ear.
Okay.
Very carefully. Yeah, here. The golden earbud. Here we go, folks. All right. I think you're going to be on air with us now. I hope. Let's see if we're still on. No, probably not. Yeah, not yet. We haven't invited anyone on yet. Although, we do have a really awesome guest. And we really appreciate you visiting. You totally messed the show up already. Oh, okay. So let me check my, okay. Oh, see, and that didn't even send. I said we're having technical problems. I'm so sorry. Okay. Well, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for your patience. Wow, that took 13 minutes to get that all figured out. I'm so sorry. Let's just give a shout out to the Cannabis Kid for being here today. Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down. Get certified. Lowest prices in town. Guaranteed. Let's see if we're still on there. Can you hear us now? Hi, Reggae Ryan. Thank you for being patient. Thank you for letting me know that you were out there because we didn't know because we were trying. We had a major, major faux pas this morning. Yeah. I don't even know how that happened. Anyway, yeah. Seriously, don't even know.
I will not use that USB port.
Ever again. Ever. We'll find you a different one. We'll find you a real plug.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know how to do the show anymore. It's just that. Okay, well, what I will say is this is a really awesome guest that's been waiting around. So let's just do this. I'm going to read a little bit. Trying to just kind of get grounded after like running mad in circles for 12 and a half minutes to get the show started. Yeah, just trying to figure out. My phone kept saying, or my computer kept saying, do you want to join your phone's hotspot, which we're on now because I just couldn't figure out what the heck was going on. So anyway, lights are flashing in the back. All right, special guest today, Liz Wald. I hope I'm saying that last name right, Liz. Is an evolving industry executive, advisor, investor, and enthusiast. Her career has been focused on building global marketplaces, and she's been passionate about emerging industries like cannabis and early-stage companies such as the Good Earth Organics, which I am super, super excited about. Wait till you hear about this. Good Earth Organics. Well, you know what? We're going to let her explain because that's like a serious drum roll. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you and welcome Liz to the show. Hi, Liz.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, well, we're
you know, rough start, but it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out perfectly.
Oh, it always does.
I love the positivity.
Absolutely.
The enthusiasm is there. That's what we got. Yeah.
That's absolutely right. Well, I so appreciate you having me on the show, and I'm excited to be here and tell you a little bit about Good Earth Organics.
Yes,
you
I'm
know
super
when
excited.
When I talk to people who are not in the industry, I'm usually like, "Yeah, we sell fancy dirt," you know. But when I talk to people who really know cannabis, I say, "You know what? We make this unbelievable soil that's all natural and organic and has all really good stuff in it, no chemicals, and that's where you can grow your best, cleanest, most awesome weed." And that's
excellent.
What we do. We make really great inputs for awesome weed.
Yeah, I was super excited to read about that because I've been growing cannabis for, I think, 10 years now about. And I would really love to try that soil.
That's funny because, you know, the company was founded in about 13 years ago by a chemist who would move to Southern Oregon and was seeing all these people growing cannabis. And they were all like, hey, how can I get better soil and more natural
mm-hmm.
products? And so he just started working with people back around 2008 and perfecting things over time. And now we've got, you know, three different soils and a bunch of different nutrients that are designed for different types of growing, whether you're indoor or outdoor or, you know, in a greenhouse or whatnot. But all of it, you know, made with things like cocoa core and, you know, bat guano and, you know, fish meal and things like that, as opposed to a bunch of synthetics and chemicals and whatnot.
Amen. Which only just promotes the growth and health of your plants. I mean, why wouldn't you?
You know, yeah, exactly. And I like to also tell people is like, just like, you know, we function better when we eat better, healthy food, your plants, this is what they're eating. Like anything that's in the soil, in the dirt is going into the plants, right? So
mm-hmm.
if you're, especially for medical marijuana, if you're really, you know, trying to take something for a specific reason, you want to know what's in there. You want to make sure it's clean and there's not going to be any things that might interfere with other medicines you're taking or anything like that. So the organic nature is really important, particularly in the medical space.
Is it all organic?
Yep, 100%. There's, you know, the word organic is kind of interesting because you can throw it around for meaning that it's something that was living. So like a rock is not organic, but it's natural, right? So there is pumice or perlite in our soil, and that is a natural item. It's not an organic item because it was never living. But all of our living items in our soil are certified organic, and we have certifications from OMRI and Clean Green, which are national organizations. And then when we sell in a particular state like California, which is a super regulated state, we also have the CDFA certification. Mm. So, you know, people can know that it's trusted, you know, that these organizations check it, and we have to up these every year. It's not like you can do it once and then for the next 20 years just operate, right? You've got to constantly send in samples, and, you know, they come to your work site and look at your processes and procedures and everything like that. So it's you can trust it.
Yeah, absolutely. And where was it founded? And where are you guys?
So the company is based in Cave Junction, Oregon, which is about, you know, an hour north of the California border in southern Oregon. Kind of between Medford and Grants Pass would be towns that people would more readily know. But Cave Junction's is like a little mini like Napa Valley of weed down there, right? So there's lots of grows. And a lot of people who've been growing for a long time and really know what they're doing. And our team that's on the ground there, they, you know, they're also growers, and their backgrounds come from the biology side and the growing side of things. And, you know, we've matched that up with business side folks to kind of take this company from a regional player in Southern Oregon and really build a national brand. So home growers all over the U.S. can get this great soil.
And can I get that here in Arizona?
You sure can. Yep. So we sell our soil online direct to consumer.
Okay. There you go.
And we are also starting to work with some bigger distributors that will be you'll be able to go into some of your more local stores. One of our sales guys is actually down in Arizona. He was just there last week working on some relationships. So hopefully I'll be able to come back to you with, hey, you can go to this store. But, you know, for now, it's all available online. And, you know, in smaller sizes too. So, you know, normally you buy a bag of soil. It's a big sort of 10-gallon, 30-pound bag. But you can also buy a 2.5-gallon, which is, you know, perfect for like starting out one plant, right? So if you're doing a couple of plants at home, you can buy that. And then we sell the nutrients in these smaller packets too. So you don't have to be, you know, having a huge grow to get started, which is kind of nice.
No, that's very nice because you can have 6 plants in Arizona right now. That's a nice, you know, if you know what you're doing, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been living in New York for the last 20 years, and we have finally got on board and passed our, you know, we had medical, but it was really limited. I mean, you couldn't buy flour or anything. You could buy, like, tablets and oils, and, you know, it's not really what people wanted, right? So now we've got the recreational adult use laws passed, and that also came with the ability to home grow some plants. So that's great. And, you know, it's a little tougher if you live in the middle of Manhattan to grow. You don't have a whole lot of space. But the New York State, the state as a whole, is massive, and there's lots of people who want to grow in the state. And, you know, we think home grow in general is a amazing opportunity for people.
It is.
A little bit, you know, like the craft beer people were like, hey, I'd like to experiment and try to make this or whatnot. And I think we'll see, you know, a similar trend with people who just want to try it, but then also people who really get into creating their own specific strains and the like. And I think that's super fun and makes the industry really accessible to everybody.
Yeah, and it's super important, too, because, you know, a lot of times people will go out and they'll find a strain that works for them in whatever form, whether they smoke it or eat it or tincture or whatever, and then they get used to it and it's working, and then they go back to the dispensary the next month and they're like, oh, yeah, we don't have that anymore. And you're like, what?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's like the drugstore running out of Tylenol. We're like, no, this week we don't have Tylenol, but guess what we do have? And you're like, wait a minute. Wait, what? Yeah, so the consistency
in
knowing. Have you ever grown auto flowers?
I have not. No.
Those are Manhattan flowers.
Tell me about
right
that.
There, baby. Oh, they're from seed to finish, they're done in 60 days. And they're not huge unless you grow them like I do. But normally they stay rather compact and small, but you can get a lot of good flower off an auto seed. Yeah, you should definitely check into
that. Wow, that's amazing. I will definitely check that out.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really neat. And the lighting, you don't need to change up either, just because they automatically flower when they're ready, no matter what light you have. So some people do 24 hours a day, which I don't think is good. I like to let the plant rest.
Let them rest.
That's important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you're in the middle of Manhattan and you have access to light 24 hours a day, you've got a pretty awesome apartment. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, leaves will go good in your closet. Make space. Move the shoes.
Exactly.
So you said you have three kinds of soils?
So we have three core main soils. One is called Cloud Nine, and it's a totally inert soil. It's just cocoa, core, peat moss, and perlite. And it's really for people that want to hand feed all the nutrients, and or they're indoors and they're using like a hydroponic system to feed everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it works really as like a super sponge in a way, right? It not only holds that water, but it drains the water nicely. And you've got to feed
it because it doesn't have
all the nutrients in it. Right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And then we've got another soil called Zen Blend. And Zen Blend has the nutrients in it, but it has it at a level where you can put your seeds and starts and plant your, you know, from that level right into the pot, and there's going to be enough nutrients there to get those sprouts up and going. And then we've got a soil called Gaia's Gift, and that's fully loaded for more once you're ready to transplant your seeds and starts. Like if you start a little seed in Zen Blend, it's like, you know, feeding a baby a full course meal. Like you got to start with a little bit of applesauce, right? Like it's too much, right? So the Gaia's Gift is just loaded, and you know, the little bit more mature plants, you put them in there, and the NPK is, you know, exactly what you want over time, the right release to get the right nutrients in the right stages. So those are kind of the three core soils that people use, you know, at different stages or in different growing environments.
Excellent. I found the autos don't need a whole lot of, they would probably go good with your starter soils. Because they're done in 2 months. They don't need a whole lot of addition. You know what I mean? They don't need a whole lot of nutrients.
Yeah, and that's really the most versatile soil, that Zen Blend. For that very reason, like you can put the plant in it. And then, you know, we also sell a set of nutrients all by themselves called Boost. And Boost is the same set of nutrients that's in Gaia's Gift. So you can always just get some extra nutrients and add them on in there. And then separately, that's kind of like a, you can also make like a compost tea out of those nutrients and feed your plants that way, which is great.
Yeah.
It's super versatile. Then we also have some nutrients that are for very specific stages, the veg stage or the bloom stage, or the bricks and sugaring stage, where you want to add specific nutrients. So we also sell those individually for people who really want to kind of control each phase of the grow. But, you know, we also make the easier sort of all-in-one for people just getting started. And, you know, there's a lot to learn when you're growing cannabis about the light and the trimming and the everything else. So we want to make some options for people that, you know, want to start a little more simply, and then maybe they advance into, you know, the master's degree level of growing after that.
Right. Yeah. I'm still learning after all this time. And I've been doing this for a long time and I still learn. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the soils, I like soil. I haven't even done hydro in the years that I've wanted to, but it kind of makes me nervous. Soil is very forgiving.
Well, it's also so important for the I think, you know, hydro with soil is a great combo, right? Because you still want mm-hmm. that base for the roots. And, you know, if you think
right.
about, like, what it takes for a plant to grow, like, in the wild, it's sun, air, water, and soil, right? And soil is where the nutrients and all of that really live. And if you have soil, you can both get the direct feed of your nutrients, but you can also sort of get that indirect feed where it's in the soil, you're feeding the soil and then it feeds the plant, right? And so I think people who grow with soil tend to find that it's, you get a little bit more of broader flavors and you can do a little
tastier.
Bit more with the strains because of the
mm-hmm.
the richness that the soil gives you, right? And so I think
yeah.
that's why even in hydroponic environments, people are still using soil as the base.
Yeah, it does make more sense. And it is. It's the most important thing. I mean, you're right. I mean, yeah, there's all, you've got to have the elements, but yeah, and it does taste better, I think. I mean, you can taste the difference, I think. I mean, I think I can, but I like to just smoke my own. Very snobby when it comes
yep,
to cannabis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's great. So do you get to travel around and educate people, or do you have educators that talk to people about plants and growing and soil and the importance
yeah,
of nutrients
so,
and things?
So we do, and I mean, I've been impressed by our team. You know, the sales team, we just opened sent a guy to Oklahoma. And as you know, that
Ooh.
Is a booming market. And we are setting up a facility over there. There's something like 8,000 licensed growers in Oklahoma.
Wow.
I mean, it's like one out of every 500 people in the state. I know. It's nuts.
Nice.
And so you can imagine how many of those are really brand new, right? And small, right?
Oh,
there's obviously some
yes.
big, big growers, but the long tail
mm-hmm.
of 8,000 people. And so
yeah.
what we've really found is the value of us being there, working with the small grow shops and working with the growers directly on educating them on, hey, you know, we've been doing this for 12 years out in Oregon. We understand the challenges you're going to meet. And, you know, like, the humidity in Oklahoma is very different than Southern Oregon, for example, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
so just helping people understand, like, what do you do about that? Or how do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
And so very consultative selling. And this is from people who really, really know it, they know the science, and they've been growers. So our team is, I think, one of the specialties of Good Earth Organics. It's, we make this great product, but we also have the heritage, like we really kind of bring the passion for growing to it and have done it for long enough to have credibility in teaching others. And it's something that our sales team really likes to do.
Yeah, I bet that would be just really awesome. You know, I always think if I didn't have the businesses that I do, I would probably be selling soil or something for the plants somewhere because I just love cannabis. I'd be a great
you know,
and
it's funny because
soil.
For me, you know, I came from the tech world. Like, I was in the tech industry for 25 years,
mm-hmm.
and I was
wow.
very early at places like when AOL was You've Got Mail was like a thing.
Yes.
Right? And,
yep.
and
yep.
early days of Etsy and Indiegogo
yeah.
and some of these kind of things. And, you know, when I look at cannabis now, as an East Coast-based person, I see those similarities of a booming, growing, new industry. Because over here on the East Coast, it's all pretty new. Not the product itself. Like, everyone's been using the product for, you know, thousands of years. But the actual industry is new and all the excitement and the growth around it. And by selling something like soil and nutrients, you're supporting the growth of this industry without sort of some of the legal restrictions and everything else and the 280E laws and all the things that the direct cannabis businesses are in. So it's a great way to get into the industry and support the industry, but bring other people in who normally would be like, oh, I don't know if I can actually work in cannabis, right? Because it's kind of one step
right.
removed. And I think these this group of ancillary companies are really important in supporting the industry and helping push government to, you know, pass the safe banking law, get more legalization, do all the things to really help the industry grow. And having these legal ancillary industries booming gives confidence to the markets and whatnot that this industry can really grow and thrive. And so that's been really fun for me as someone who comes from a different industry that was burgeoning, you know, 25 years ago, to kind of see it all happening again in cannabis, and seeing the vast array of jobs and skill sets and people who can enter this industry, whether you're a chemist or a marketer or, you know, a grower, you can play in this space, which I think is super cool.
It is. There's room for everybody in this market, which is really, really cool. And a lot of people are in it that don't even use it at all.
Well, you know, it's one of those markets right now where you dream it.
Yeah, it happens.
And you can put it in there because it might not be there.
Yeah. Well, and even if it is there, I mean, there's all different kinds of things in the world. You don't just have like Pepsi. You've got Coke and RC and Crush and, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, the other thing is so many people got into this industry because they started using cannabis for a really specific problem, you know, whether it was to fight off chemotherapy or to sleep better or, you know, for immune issues, whatever it was. I think a lot of people who never thought they would ever take cannabis, let alone work
ever.
In the industry, came in that way. And it's brought a lot of people in, interestingly, who I think normally just never would have even considered it, right? And that's like the power of the plant, which is just super cool and something that I think more and more people are like, you know, I was skeptical, and then I gave this to my mom, and her arthritis melts away, and, you know, it's legit, and it's not a harsh drug that's going to have 14 other side effects, you know. So I think that part of it has really brought people in much more quickly and kept them there, right, because they see it for themselves.
Oh, absolutely, and if they know, and if it's not them, it's somebody they know at this point. I just posted a Gallup poll. I think it's 70% of people have tried marijuana that, you know, are admitting it. Are admitting it, because, you know, there's others that are still like, I don't know if I should say anything. You know, I know the whole country, I know the whole planet likes it right now, but I don't want them to know I do it, you know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, my
grandma's
doing it.
Well, it's funny. Yeah, a lot of grandmas out there, right? I see the little old ladies in New York going into the dispensary, right? And, you know, it was probably their grandkid, not their child, but their grandchild who was like, you should try this, Grandma, right?
Yeah.
And they did. And it's like the grandchild and the grandparent are doing it, and the parent is still the skeptical one, right? And it's kind of funny to see that happen. But, you know, it's like, wow, I'm sleeping great, and I don't feel terrible, and my aches and pains are better. Sure, I'll take this.
Yeah, absolutely. And what better to be able to grow it yourself, you know, and to do with it, because it's the whole plant and is so usable and useful. You can use the entire plant, roots, leaves, stems, buds, everything.
Yeah, you can make teas. You can absolutely. And that's the other thing that's so interesting, is you can use the format of your cannabis in so many different ways. Like, people are like, oh, I don't want to smoke. Well, there's 12 other ways you can take this without having to smoke it, right? So
exactly.
I think that also opens the doors to people. Personally, I think the beverage industry is going to be incredible in this space, right? Because people like to go out and share. You know, it's hard to say, let's, you know, you don't really cheers a gummy, right? You can cheers a nice soda that has some cannabis in it, and, you know, maybe it's only 5 or 10 milligrams, and you can have a couple of them there with your friends in the same way that you have a couple of drinks with your friends, right? So I think that's going to open the doors to many more people.
Boy, that would trash you.
and then everybody will, you know, I think more people are gardening in general because of the pandemic.
Yep.
People were home.
Yeah.
and more attuned to their health because of the pandemic. So all these trends lead really well to home grow and experimentation. And, you know, we think just we're at the very beginning of the growth of this part of the industry.
Oh, yeah, totally at the very beginning. And I can't wait for you to discover the auto flowers because it's they're amazing, and especially for beginners, you know. That's and the whole reason when I first started growing, when I looked up plants, I wanted something that grew fast because I knew it took a long time to grow and I wasn't very patient. So I was like, what grows really fast? And I found those.
Yeah,
and I was like,
that's a great idea.
Totally the American way. I want it now. And now you can get them in any strain. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's funny because people who want it now, like there'll be a dispensary on every corner soon enough. So, and I think it's sort of just like a liquor stores or bars, right? Like you could go buy things, but you still can make it, right? It's not an either or.
Yeah.
You know, and if you want to go out and to a consumption lounge with friends, that's also available, right? So I think it's kind of an all of the above strategies. Like I have, you know, beer in my fridge. I still go to bars and I make things, right? So I don't think cannabis is any different.
No, not at all. Especially for the home grower. And the great thing is, you know, that it's not going to, interfere with dispensaries.
I mean, look, I think people want to try different things, and if they grow it, right, they're not necessarily going to turn it into a tincture, you know, or make it into a cream or something where you might have different needs or different uses of cannabis for different things. Like, oh, I'm going on a hike and I want to put this on my knee, right, is a little different than I'm chilling out on Friday night, right? So I might grow something for one purpose, but buy something for a different purpose.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've tried to make lotions and things like that, which I'm working on now, but I'll still go buy it at the dispensary because I know it's going to work. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And can I ask, are you a cannabis user yourself?
So I am a cannabis user. I was always a athlete growing up, and so I was never a big smoker of anything. So I've been, as I mentioned, I really enjoy the beverages. I'm out in Colorado right now, and it's great to, like, go down to the dispensary and see what the newest options are in the beverage space. I also like there's some sleeping ones and some focus ones that just sort of dissolve under your tongue. They're kind of like a tablet, but not really. They just sort of dissolve. And so I like that because I can kind of I can dial in sort of the effect that I want, whether it's focusing or relaxing for sleep. And it's real, you know, you can just put it in your pocket and take it anytime. So I kind of like those formats, just having been someone that was like never really smoking or vaping anything through my whole life. It's like, that's less interesting to me than these other formats, and beverages in particular I really like because you can also enjoy it over 15-20 minutes like you would a cocktail or beer versus like popping it in your mouth and you're done, you know.
Right. So, yeah, exactly. What kind of beverages are you taking?
So the ones I like, I'm a big beer aficionado, so I was trying like the Syria and some of the beers that came out, and I like those, but I think ultimately the seltzer waters, like the Levias or some of these others that have, you know, essentially no calories, no sugar, they're refreshing, they're doing great things with the flavors that kind of complement the terpenes. So you get the cannabis flavor, but in a way that is sort of like it's a lemon basil with a, you know, citrus type terpene mixed to it. So you don't feel like you're drinking bong water, right? It's like all kind of works together. And I really like that because it's refreshing and it's, you know, they're usually about 5 milligrams. So you can sit down and have a couple of them and you know, not feel like you can't move, right? So that to me is a win. I like those low calorie, refreshing, good flavor. And I think that's going to be just kind of the way White Claw and some of these other seltzers, seltzers have just boomed. I think we're going to see a similar trajectory on the on the beverage side.
That sounds amazing. What's the effect like? Like, how long does it take to come on? And then are they like hybrid kind of drinks kind of thing?
So they have all types. They have hybrids. They've got, you know, sativas and, you know, so they depending on kind of what you want. But they usually all onset in about 15 minutes, really similarly to a beer or a glass of wine. Like you feel, after 15 minutes, you feel. The big question is, how long do they last, right? And so I think they've become better at, okay, this is going to last, you know, 90 minutes or 2 hours or, you know, something that's, you know, reasonable.
But then if you're drinking two, like
7 hours
do,
later, you know.
What happens?
Well, I think it sort of depends. I think if I'm sitting at home and I'm like watching a movie, it's very chill. But if I'm out with friends, like outside doing something, I think you just feel like kind of the way you would feel after you drink a couple of beers. Like you're like, oh, I'm feeling good. I'm in a good mood. I'm, you know, I'm hanging out with my friends,
relax,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You relaxed. Yeah, right. Yeah, and, but there's no hangover and, you know, your muscles feel great the next day. And, you know, you want to get up and go do your big hike or whatever it is. So that part I really like, because the alcohol, post-alcohol hangover part, not so much, you know, like that's not so good.
But with the seltzer water, that sounds nice, with just the flavored enhanced waters plus cannabis. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, exactly. So so I think those kinds of products and brands over time are going to grow, right? You know, I mean, right now dispensaries don't have huge amounts of space, and making a canned drink is a lot more involved than a pre-roll, you know? So I think it will take some time, get there. But, you know, all these trends, whether it's ancillary businesses like soil and lights and things like that, or brands and products, I think they're all growing and they're all part of the bigger industry growth story. And people can kind of, I think it's also a really easy way to introduce someone to cannabis, like, here, try this drink, you know?
Right.
That's
pretty simple. Nice, mellow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy.
Exactly.
Something most people can
do. It's not 100 milligrams, you know? Like, it's
not
going to wipe you
out. Those stories are awful, like, when, you know, grandma comes back after getting certified and she's like, they told me to eat half the candy bar. You're like,
right. Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
No. Disaster.
Yeah, horrible. Wow. Yeah, the juice thing. I think, you know, and like Cannabis Kid was saying, any idea you can come up with right now, and for the next 50 to 100 years, this is going to be nothing but growing. But
When did everyone say that we're on, like, such the bottom floor?
Yeah, we're in the basement. We're still in the basement. Yeah, we're just coming out.
Yeah,
absolutely. We just opened that door. Yeah. Look out, kids.
Whatever you can think of in a market that it needs, go for it.
Well, and you've done everything, Liz. You've done from AOL to Etsy to now you're doing soil. Did you ever think sitting behind a desk 25 years ago, you'd be pitching soil?
Absolutely not. You know, it was funny. I went back to my high school to give a talk, and all these kids are so worried about, like, I don't know what my career path is, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And I was like, I worked for companies that did – the industry didn't exist when I was in high school. Like, I never could have plotted this out, right?
Yeah.
If
when we were born,
are
this
just
computer
open
trade wasn't around.
To what's new? Yeah, and I certainly didn't think I'd be working in the cannabis industry, right, when I was in high school, let alone college or any other time. It was just, it just is one of those things that if you're open to new opportunities.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can take, like, you know, we just did a big crowdfunding campaign for Good Earth Organics, and we raised $3 million. And it was all about getting individual investors who want to be in the space into cannabis, you know, into the cannabis space. And it was a really easy way to put a toe in the water. Invest in Good Earth Organics. Minimum investment was only $1,000. You don't have to be a fancy accredited investor or anything. And like all those skills came from my previous life in technology, right? But they were totally applicable to this cannabis initiative, right? And so that's the thing. You know, we were talking earlier about there's so many jobs and so many on-ramps that I think, you know, people can look at their own history and their own careers and, you know, they could be lawyers, you know, regulated industry.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific,
right?
You know, or they could be physicians that want to, like, understand the cannabinoid system, right? I mean,
right? Scientists.
So many ways.
Anybody. Yeah. It's really awesome. I can't wait to try your soil. That's a weird thing to say.
Yes. Well, you know what? And we'll, maybe we can do a special Weeds Day Wednesday discount code. I'll like send you something you can.
There you go.
You can put up there for people. Save,
well, and
you know,
I can do a product review within 60 days. There you go, folks. Right there, 15% off soil. You get it, get it, get it, get it. That's the best thing in the whole world. It's good soil. I can't tell you enough about it.
Absolutely. So I'll send you guys a code to use. And you share it with everybody. And we'd love for people to try the soil and give us reviews, ask us questions, all that good stuff.
Yeah, excellent. So you're in Colorado right now. Where are you? Are you out there giving lectures about this somewhere people can see you, or are you online doing Zoom classes, or how can people get in touch with you and find out where to get the soil and how to get the Weeds Day Wednesday discount and just how to get educated with you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So we on our website, which is goodearthorganics.com, we've got an education tab up there on the toolbar there where you a section of the website, and we have podcasts that we've given, and every second Tuesday of the month, I think it is, we do a podcast, an educational one that's free and anybody can sign up, and we post all kinds of things on our blog. We've got a contact form there. People can shoot us any questions. Because I've been in the technology space forever, I'm pretty much Liz Wald on every platform you can think of, whether it's LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook or whatever. So I'm pretty easy to find. I'm also liz@goodearthorganics.com. People can reach out directly to me. The team are the ones to answer all the technical growing questions, but I can certainly put people in the right direction for anyone who wants to reach out.
Awesome. And you've got, we're looking at your website now, you've got a little clothing line even, little hoodies, all sorts of good stuff, as
cool
well
hats.
As your nutrients. Oh, and hats. See, there you go. I need a hat.
The hats are awesome.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, that's great.
And this the discount will work on all the merch too. So whatever people want to buy.
Excellent. Yeah, this is a great site. You can, it's pretty much everything on here, investor relations, wholesale, shopping, events, trade shows, and everything else. It's fantastic, goodearthorganics.com.
Thanks. Yeah, we'll be at MJ BizCon, you know, assuming this conference happens this year. We're at Far West in Portland right now. You know, I mentioned we're now setting up some operations in Oklahoma. We've got a person that's living there. Anybody that's interested in wholesaling the soil who might be, you know, having a retail store, or anyone who's interested in buying in more volume, sort of bigger grows, can hit us up in bulk. And, you know, we can send you totes and truckloads and all kinds of things that are not small units like we've got online. The online units are obviously like that includes the shipping and everything else, but bulk soil sales, the prices are very different. If someone's ordering 2,000 yards, it's a different, different situation.
That's a different ballgame.
different ballgame. What's online there is, us shipping you in 2 days a bag of soil, right? So, we can meet. We'd love to talk to anyone who's interested in being a rep or anything like that.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. This has really been awesome, and thanks again for waiting for the show to happen.
It was definitely worth it, and I hope all your listeners were hanging in there. I know you were doing everything you can to get us on, and I appreciate it. And so fun to be on the show, and thanks again for thinking of us and for talking about Good Earth Organics.
Well, and thank you for taking the time, and we wish you all the success out there and growing, and we will most likely contact you for wholesale information.
Awesome. That sounds terrific.
Yes.
Thanks again.
Thank you,
Liz. Have an awesome day. All right, take care.
Oh, you too. All right. Liz, well, everybody. Bye-bye. Thank you. And soon you'll be able to, ring those bells. How many days till Christmas? Hey, Siri. I don't know.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it's now. That's it. It's happening now. Find out. Here we go. Here it is.
129 days.
129 days till Christmas, folks. Oh, God. Get your weed ready. Get it ready. It's happening. It's going to happen. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's so awesome to have Cannabis Kid here today. And Liz Wald. Yeah. Good Earth Organic Soil.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
It got me thinking again that I could probably just handle
one plant. Yes. Maybe you can.
Maybe Bill
Star can help guide you. Because you want a light, remember? Lighting system.
I have lighting system.
Just hang it. You don't even need that. Where are we going to do this? Out indoors, outdoors? What's going on? Yeah, most likely. All right.
My husband will really hate the smell.
Oh, closet. Closet system.
Laundry room.
Laundry system.
just hearing about the new soil makes me think that I can do this again.
And so, seriously, soil is so important. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to try this because when those chemists get a hold of, when those cannabis chemists, the little potheads get out there and start working on their chemistry sets. Oh, all of it.
I can use on my regular plants.
Yeah.
Tropical rainforest in my backyard.
Oh, yeah.
By using these different, the fish emulsion.
Oh, yeah. Stick that stuff in a sprayer. When I was doing landscaping when I was 24, I still had my long hair hippie days. And I packed on. It was right there. So I think it fell behind me. But I didn't even realize that we would, put these big tanks on with bat guano in them. And they'd be like, go spray the rose bushes. I'm like, what? It smells like crap. And he's like, yes, that's what it is. You're like, oh, it really is.
I know that. It is a recipe.
That's what I mean. When those little, stoners get their chemist kits out and they're like, oh, ooh, we need a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And that's, here you go, Liz. Here's an idea for you. Are you ready? You should make a soil specifically for autos. There it is, folks. TM right here. It's going to happen. I'm going to do it. Sorry, Liz. I'm going to do it. Okay, maybe with your help. All right. Okay, Liz, you're back in. But seriously, because the soil I have now is really awesome, but I'm ready to try some awesomer soil.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's because I did buy 200 yards. I bought $1,000 worth of soil. Well, they sent me, what they sent me was the wrong stuff, which was fantastic though, because they sent me the bloom soil. And I was like, I ordered the potting soil. So they sent a whole nother truckload over. So I had two truckloads. I got both. Buy one, get one. Buy one, get one. Oh, my gosh. You know what? I can't even believe this. Cannabis Kid, it is that time. We didn't get to do any commercials or anything fun. We spent 12 and a half minutes trying to figure out the show. Now we know what never to do. Oh, good one. We've got some great guests coming up. Let's see. I know Earl Carruthers is coming on. And who else? I think we may have a guest next week. Let's see about that. But maybe not. But then big drum roll for guess who's coming on September 22nd? Ed Rosenthal. That's right. Ed's coming on. Big Eddie's coming on. I'm just calling Little Eddie. Kind of little Eddie. Ed's coming on. Earl's coming on. You want to come on air, 646-915-8421. Remember, be smart and educate. We love you guys. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next week. Come on air with us. It's super fun when we can get on air. Happy Weed Day Wednesday, folks. Have an awesome day. We love you.